And now, live from the Harriman's Lodge, it's...
Punky!
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Hey, this is live from the Harriman's Lodge. Because we've not had enough Harriman's Lodge stuff going on. I'm sorry, I should say who I am, really. Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And we are back in the Highwayman's Lodge for one night only. And I have got so excited about it, I got hummus.
Got hummus?
And the chopped ups. The chopped ups and hummus. And celery sticks.
What a combination.
And wholemeal pita bread.
It's good.
And wine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, did you hear that scream there? Yeah. It's quite apt, wasn't it? That lineup. After what I've been doing the last few days, good lord. This is as close. Red wine is as close as I've got to a non-alcoholic beverage in the last 4 days.
It's more like a fruit drink, isn't it?
It is really, yeah. Oh, that is fruity. Yeah, so thank you very much to Steve, Sharon and Agger for bringing all that round. Although I did purchase the hummus myself.
Cool.
Tony?
Yes.
It's funny, isn't it? Because this is the first time that we've been face-to-face.
Yeah.
In how long? 2 months?
Something like that.
And we're not face-to-face.
No.
Because I've got a CD stack so high that I can't actually see you over my
laptop.
It's
the world's worst game of battleships.
There you are!
Hello.
What do you mean the worst game of battleships? It's the best game of battleships. My battleship screen's brilliant. It's got a cosmic belt on it.
Ooh.
I'll give you a cosmic belt. Oh, it's just like the old days. Right, we've got a great show lined up. Here comes the first one. UK subs, man. That's all I'm going to tell you now. UK subs. All right, I'll tell you what it's called. Knuckle Duster.
Young killers at combine shock the world. Everyday shootouts for a will. Government say must do nothing. Who issued them with a license to kill? Here's politicians, providers, gangbangers too.
So that is UK subs and knuckle duster, Tony. What do you reckon of that, Danny?
I like it. Rock, it's very offspringy.
I think it would be fair to say that Offspring are probably quite UK subsy, as it goes.
But it's very smash, that kind of album. But yeah, okay.
It's a great track on what is it's an EP with a bonus video on it. So it's six tracks. Five tracks with the video, and it's called Warhead, which is obviously one of their famous numbers that they re-recorded for this EP, which is great because then it meant we could get the rights to play the fucker.
Nice.
Come on, well done, Jet 13 Records. Make sure you do try and get hold of that. Best way to do that would be, I imagine, to go to their MySpace page, Tony. which is
myspace.com/UK Subs Official.
No, myspace.com/UK Subs.com. Oh yeah, back in the Hireman's Lodge. And already 1-0 up. Paulie B in the internet 1, Tony 0. Mm-hmm. I know it's a bit of an unfair advantage, me and the internet versus you.
There's so many of them.
Well, yeah, there's a, I can't stop them, Captain. But anyway, it's also time for MySpace, latest comments.
Okay.
All right, the best way to get in touch with us is to leave a comment on our MySpace page, myspace.com/punkyradio. That is, of course, if you are actually on MySpace. If you're not, there's other ways to get in touch, but if you're on MySpace, do, because it's like I like it, because we just get band ads, don't we?
Yeah,
we get band ads, and I prefer getting we've got some comments here, but I like it when we get comments from you from there, because everyone can see them to prove that we're not making them up. And they're fantastic, which is the first one. Ha ha, Tony, a mother superior? I don't think so. He's more like an altar boy that a priest spent too long fiddling with.
Thanks.
Anyway, here is a word for you. Oh, yeah, so anyway, you've still managed to get it wrong. This is our word of the week.
Right.
Which didn't come through to paulieb@punkyradio.com. Title your email, word of the week, but we didn't have one, so I've let it go. And I gave you grief last week, and I've got a reason to read this out. Anyway, here is a word for you, candle wax. This stupid word came about when one merry day, a mate and I were finding out if anyone in town had some Mary Jane, open brackets, weed for all you panheads, close brackets. Yes, we do know. As a cop walked by, do you reckon we could get any Mary Jane? Would have attracted the cops' love and attention. I had to think of something, and the first thing that popped out of my mouth was candle wax. So from that day forth, we've used it instead of weed. That's from DJ Zygrach of Mansfield, Victoria, Australia.
Oh, nice.
We found another Mansfield man, or rather they found us. So we've got Mansfield, Ohio.
Yeah.
Which is twinned with the old, well, Sherwood Forest, where you still reside.
That is, yeah.
I'm obviously now in the Hireman's Lodge. A lot further down the Great North Road, and yes, a little bit more stylish. And we've now got Mansfield, Australia. If you live in a town called Mansfield, somewhere in the world, why not get in touch with paulieb@punkyradio.com? Title your email, I live in Mansfield, but it's not the one you're thinking of, fuckhead. I'd like that.
Nice.
Great show, guys. I think I might be your pickiest listener, so take this as a major compliment. Amanda Nardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenardenarden you are just about our biggest listener. Wah, 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 wah. Can't do that on Skype.
Nah.
Found a way around it. I love being in the Homer's Lodge. This show will be back to being 1 hour 17, of course.
Yeah.
November 22nd, UK subs, who we just played,
yep,
are playing at the Queen's Hall, Nuneaton. I think it's about £6 to get in. Should be a good night. Psychotherapy. Now, Tony.
Yeah.
If you'd read that out, this bit could have been Tony's international gig guide.
Oh!
But he didn't.
No.
So if you do have a gig from anywhere in the world, rather than post it on our MySpace page, which I know is where you want to leave them because everybody sees them, we don't normally read them out, do we, off there?
No.
Because we normally read out people's comments. So if you have an interesting gig somewhere in the world, why not email Tony at punkyradio.com, titling your email, Tony's International Gig Guide?
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to add that bit as well, yeah. All right. Anyway, that does sound good. I think I'm doing something. Oh, I know what I'm doing, actually.
What's that?
Some girl in Newcastle.
No, all right, cool.
No, I'm doing the Hyena in Newcastle. That could be some girl in Newcastle. I'm doing the comedy club, the Hyena. It is in Newcastle.
Okay.
Yes. Sorry, I didn't mean to sound so rude then. Punky as well. There's no other way of putting it. Superboss. Los Machados. Now, calling it Superboss would suggest to me that it's Scouse. So I'm now going to do it again in my lovely, lilting, quiet Scouse voice.
Punky as well. There's no other way of putting it. Superboss.
Los Machados.
Sweet.
Right, Tony, you got any podcasts, Ali?
I do. Thank you all so far for your votes this month. We still need more, as always. So if you haven't voted so far this month, please do. Easiest way is go to punkyradio.com, and at the top of the screen is an important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject in a comment, if you so wish, because we read out the best comments. In fact, read them all out. So here's the top six.
Every single one of
week.
Them.
Every single one of them. Punky or die. Listening to Punky will increase the size of your mighty berserker.
Berserker! So my mighty berserker!
So listen now. That's a mark.
very much.
Thank you, Mark.
It is true.
It is right as well. Yeah. It will significantly lengthen the size of your mighty berserker. It will make it even more mighty. It will make it the mightiest berserker on your street. Mm. And that's mighty.
Why listen to Punky?
Don't know. Listen
to Punky because the music is Punky. The house is Punky. And listen to Tony and Paul will make you one happy monkey. Punky rules, plain and simple. From Thomas Gambino.
Thank you, Thomas Gandit, Mr. Gambino.
Gambino.
Now, the thing is, Tony, you were too keen to say monkey then, weren't you?
I was.
I could tell that. I can't even see you. There you are.
Hello.
A meerkat.
Hello. Yeah, I like that. I love Paul and his sex monkey, Tony. They are brilliant.
You're not my sex monkey. This is another
monkey crazy. It's monkey crazy.
Yeah, monkeys are funny.
It is. Keep up the great work, guys. From Dan Noons. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Dan.
Loving it. Hi, guys.
I'm loving the votes this month, by the way.
Yeah.
Can't catch up that cheek, Soupy.
Of course we can't. Hi, guys. Loving the music. As always, listen to The Antics on the way to work this morning.
Excellent.
Brilliant. And what about some more Leather Zoo?
No chance.
Graham, it's a Fox Life acoustic podcast.
We can't play any more Leather Zoo.
There's no more to play.
Until Leather Zoo send us some more stuff.
Yeah.
Because they only sent us a 5-track EP and we've played every track of it. We could play that one we always play.
No.
All right. I was going to say In the Vault, but we played it twice already, didn't we?
All right, yeah.
At least. Fuck them.
Yeah. Here's my
vote. The thing is, I missed a tit flash. Yeah, you got the tit flash. I didn't get the tit flash.
Yeah.
You got the tit flash.
Yeah.
I didn't get the tit flash.
No, you didn't. No. What can I say? Chicks dig the hair. Here's my vote. Punk is great.
Chicks dicks with hair.
From Wisconsin.
Sorry, I missed that. Can you do that again?
Here's my vote. Punky's great. Trevor from Wisconsin.
Hey, thanks, Trev. Wisconsin Posse. They're my favourites. It's one of my favourite states in America, Tony. Do you know why?
Why is that?
Because it's a land of cheese.
It is.
All the roads are flat. They've got the best road system in America, Wisconsin. Because otherwise all the milk turns to cheese.
Right.
So they've got really flat roads. And then as soon as they get into Ohio, cheddar. Didn't think it through.
No. I still love Punky.
Sorry, I didn't mean Ohio. That would be ridiculous. That would completely leave out the state of Illinois and Indiana, in fact. I'll take it back, sorry.
Okay. I still love Punky. Simply the best podcast I've found so far.
Well, you're right.
I've discovered some of my favourite bands because of this show.
All of them, in fact.
And the hosts bring plenty of comedy into the mix as
they
well.
They do.
All hail Punky. Naptown Chris.
Naptown Chris. He's been swimming in a can of piss. I love that song. What are the proper words to Naptown Chris?
I don't know.
Have we got them?
I don't think so.
Right, we'd like you to officially write us the Naptown Chris song, please. It's to the tune of Uptown Girl by the brilliant Billy Joel.
We love him.
That bog-eyed dwarf. Yes, that's right. I just called Billy Joel a bog-eyed dwarf.
Where is he from?
Well, Oz, clearly. Middle Earth, something like that.
Fair enough.
Who are you talking about? Are you talking about Billy Joel or Naptown Chris?
Billy Joel.
He's been swimming in a can of piss. Billy Joel, he's probably from New Jersey. Is he from New Jersey?
I don't know.
Is he from the same place as Bruce Springsteen? Is he from New Jersey? Is that finished? Oh my God.
That is finished.
That's 9 minutes of fucking piss lost of our lives,
anyway,
isn't it?
But I finished podcast that anyway. So.
Oh, have you? I've got some other things to say though.
Okay.
I always have time. Yeah, anyway, because I do want to bring, because I've got a lot to fit in this week as well. It's just typical that the 1 week you are here, I've got loads to say. When I woke up yesterday, because I've been having some quite late wakings up.
Okay.
And on Sunday, I woke up around about 2, opened the curtains, flung open the windows with, yes, gay abandon.
Mm.
Ladybird attack.
Okay.
Absolute full on, living in the window frames, ladybird attack. Never seen the like. In America, they call them ladybugs.
Yeah.
In large parts of the third world, they call them dinner. But I call them freaky little red bastards. And, the freaky little... And they kept flying, and they were flying at me. Well, the most effective way I found of removing them from said window frames was with a powerful hairdryer.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they didn't like that.
But that pissed them right off.
But they did dive bomb me. They got really angry about it, but they got confused. Where's this warm air coming from? Surely we should be migrating or something. I think that's what ladybirds do. And so they flew at me. So I did get them out of the window frame, but then in my hair. And yeah, it was everyone's pissing me off. I wish they would fuck off. Fuck off in the Ladybug's Picnic. They were just giving me shit. And I got scared. I had to get a girl in.
Oh, nice.
I had to get a girl in to get rid. Oh, I can't do it. You go and do it. Oh, poor, for goodness sake. Yeah, so anyway, there was more to the Ladybug attack. The Ladybird attack. And I've also got some additional material, but I'll save it for the next bit because I need to get on with the next. No, I don't. I wasn't going to do that now anyway. What am I talking about? That's in the next bit. Oh, for fuck's sake. All right, Tony, the guano bats are brilliant and they make up for my stupidness. This could have been so smooth. I could have left off my Ladybird attack, which I've got planned for the next bit. It's because the thing's too high. I'm looking at the wrong bit. Anyway, the guano bats are brilliant. We haven't played him for a while, and I am a love generator. What I want to know is, what is their MySpace page, though?
MySpace.com/ the Guanabats.
No, MySpace.com/ Guanabats. Oh. I didn't even get that. It's Paulie B and the Internet 2, Tony Neal. This is from their third album, Rough Edges, which I think is probably... Do you know what? I reckon it might be my favourite. And I've seen them perform this live on several occasions because they're so brilliant. And and the thing is that I saw them at the Psychobilly meeting in Spain... And my diary of that trip is in this month's The Wrench, which I'll be talking about later on. It all makes sense. Anyway, Tony, the long and the short of it is, you're 2 points down, and this is about me. It's called Love Generator. I thought I had her on my car. She numbed me out with her electric charge. I thought she was gonna be real tame, but she held me jumping by for a game. Generator. It's not about me, of course. It's about a woman. I don't want to get you confused.
It's easy, though.
It is. It is. I'm easy confused. How's the celery going down, by the way?
I'm avoiding the celery, but I'm sticking. Oh, yeah. I'm sticking to the pita bread.
Are you salad dodging again? I thought your lovely girlfriend got you into all things green. You're still not dealing with the celery.
I'm good with some things, but not celery.
Oh, okay. Okay. The more you have, the thinner you get, mate.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. It's magical. It's magical. I didn't know about it.
So how much are you eating these days?
Yeah, I know. But do you know what? I've got a glass of red wine on. I'm smoking a roll-up. I'm having celery sticks and hummus. And now I'm going to read you out a poem.
The life we lead.
Sure, I used to be a fella. All right, now. There's a sound file for someone. All right, so anyway... I like your poems. I like getting them through. if I don't get them often enough, I read my own out, and that's a terrible idea. So please do. If you have a poem that you'd like me to read out, one that you've written, or one that you just like, or one it can be to do with the show, or do out anything at all, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, type in your email, Poetry Corner. That's what Jeff Ugly Shoes did.
Oh.
And guess who this music is?
It's Jeff Ugly Shoes.
And the Cemetery Surfers. You know what? I thought I'll do him a favour. I'll play the bed while we're doing the poem. Because I think the poem will go very well. It's a lovely poem that he wrote. I'm really impressed with this poem. I think it's wonderful. Anyway, here goes. It hasn't got a title. But, you know, it's a bit new age, bit modernist, right? Here goes. Slit, slash, open fucking wound, ginch, gash, camel toe, poon, beaver, kitty, slot bush, nookie pocket, hole, tush, pussy, snatch, twat or muff, poontang, taco, minge or stuff, seafood pit, bearded clam, cooter, hair pie, oyster jam, box, bear trap, vag or cooch, quim, quiff, purse or nooch, fanny or the other end, the words I used to not offend because I didn't say cunt. Oh, now I have.
Oh,
I've added that bit.
That's sweet.
It's a lovely poem, isn't it? It's really
beautiful.
Reminded me of Wordsworth.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think some of his lesser known works. I wandered lonely as a cloud through the oyster jam. I like that, oyster jam. I'm not sure. I like the sound of that. It should be bearded oyster. It's not oyster jam. Is it? Oyster jam is the lovely. Oh, God, no. Let's not go down that road. So, yeah. Yeah, that's that then.
Cool.
Thank you very much, Jeff Ugly Shoes. You very disturbed man. I would like to say that no ladies were hurt in the making of that.
Ooh.
Anyway, speaking of which, Tony, have you got a twat?
I do. Seamless.
It is seamless.
If you have a twat to nominate, please do make sure you email me, tony@punkyradio.com. Just want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. That's it. Simple. So email me, because I'm simple.
Tony?
Yeah.
This week I'm putting my discarded CDs on the radiator.
I've noticed that.
Yeah.
Any reason?
Nah.
Okay. Hi, Tony and Paul.
just a little glimpse into my mundane life.
Okay. Fair enough. Glass of wine on the right of you, hummus on the left. Radiator behind you.
Stuck in the middle with you.
Two CD players. Fancy battleships.
Can't see you.
Hi, Tony and Paul. This might be the twat that shatters all former twattage, and it may also break all the rules and regulations surrounding this epic feature.
This is quite a claim.
You be the judges. We will.
Yeah, we fucking will.
You see, the person I'm going to suggest is technically deceased, so I suppose this makes it say he was a twat. On the other hand, if there is a hell and this person is burning in its pits, he can still be the twat in the present tense.
And when you talk about literature, you say about a book that just exists, don't you? So this person, if they're a figure from history or whatever, they can just exist.
Okay. Long introduction.
I've made a ruling.
Let's get this started. The subject of my twatage is neither teacher or little brother. He was an Austrian politician.
Sorry, by the way, if you keep hearing clicks, it's because I'm trying to get this thing lit.
Okay. He was an Austrian politician born in the city of Bad Goisen. Probably your first twat from Austria.
Bad Goisen.
But hey, there's got to be a first for everything. His name was Jörg Haider.
Oh dear. And he is a twat.
He died yesterday in a car crash in his native Austria. He was going more than twice the speed limit. Now, I might be the one going to hell for feeling a sense of happiness over the death of a stranger. I'm guessing not.
No, it's fine.
But when you hear of this man's feats, I'm sure you will agree that he's deserving of this mighty time warp twat. Mr. Haider praised the employment policies of Nazi Germany, described concentration camps as punishment camps, said the SS were part of the German army that should be honoured, and associated himself with Waffen SS veterans in public. His genes are quite muddly as well. His father remained a member of the Austrian Nazi Party even after it's banned in Austria.
His genes were quite muddy?
That's what it said.
Right.
As in G-E-N-E-S.
All right, okay.
Not as in his dirty jeans.
And on a Sunday...
don't everything else.
On a Sunday, he was a right scruff. What a twat.
I hope you will deal out punishment as deserved, in the past and present tense. Cheers from Eirik from Trondheim, Norway.
It's an excellent one.
Okay.
Right, so what we're going to do, Tony, we'll do is and was a twat, all right?
Is and was?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
All right. I'm perfectly happy with this.
Ready then?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah. No, I forgot. I have a job to do.
You do. Right, so, Jörg Haider from Austria
is and was a twat.
Yeah. That's beautiful.
But, obviously, I feel for his family.
Right. And his dirty jeans.
Yeah. There's a lot of dodginess going on in Austria, isn't there? And to think, I've adopted two girls from there in order to save them. Guys, out of the frying pan into another frying pan, isn't it? Like, we got out of Austria, we've landed in Paulie B's flat. Jesus Christ. It's like being punished for the same thing twice. Right, so, anyway, I can now go back to what I was saying. So, I have covered the ladybirds now.
You have?
Sort of. They did finally go. I think it was a very hot day yesterday. It was described by one of the ladies as an insect explosion day.
One of the ladies?
There was more than one lady, man.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was more than one, Tony. Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's right, yeah. Yeah. No, they were just round. It wasn't anything like that. I wasn't having some crazy group affair.
This is why you like 2.5 men so much. Man. It's your life. Apart from the 2.5 men, of course.
Well, yeah, it's apart from the kid. If you lived here more often, it would be.
Thanks.
Things have changed.
Yeah, true.
Things have changed, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, I now have some additional material for you.
Okay.
Which I am going to open up at speed. Here it goes. There it is. Wow, that was brilliant. So, anyway, this came through right last minute, just before we were going to make the show. And I said, Tony, I've got to add this in, and that's what I'm going to do right now. Greetings, knob jockeys. Keep up the good work. Love the fucking tunes. The outmods are a giggle. Wish I knew what the fuck they're on about. I'm not allowed to download Punky Radio onto my Mrs. iPod, even though she downloaded it for me when she first bought the bloody thing. Fucking women, I don't understand them. So I'm listening on the internet at btpodshow.co.uk/shows/lots of other things. Is there anywhere better, as the stupid fucking thing jumps from the episode I'm listening to onto the previous week? I've had to be restrained from sticking my foot through the monitor. Fucking BT Podshow cunts. Anyway, peace and love, Bradley Sprog in Badoff. Right, well, first of all, you know, BT Podshow, I've got a certain amount of time for them.
Yeah, I quite like them.
Yeah, they're not technically called that anymore, are they? It's Mevio now or something.
But it still says BT Podshow at the top.
Still says BT Podshow at the top. Fuck it, yeah. Anyway, yes, there's lots of other ways to listen, aren't there, Tony?
There are. You can listen through Wicked Radio, wickedradio.org. We're on every night of the week, and at weekends, the latest show. So maybe that's a good time to tune in.
Yes.
If not that one, you can go to Hussieskunk. Hussieskunk.com. We're on 3 times a week at 3 different time periods, as long as, and other great music as well. What else can you do?
It's very easy to get our shows from Podcast Alley.
Yeah, but you have to listen to them. I suppose you can just listen, download the MP3 and listen that way.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I'm saying. Just download the MP3. Alley,
link from punkyradio.com.
Yeah, you don't have to sign up to anything or anything, do you?
The latest show's on the front page. You can download it from there. Yeah. Listen to it.
We don't say that often enough, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is. And while you're there, why not throw a vote at us?
You could probably even just install iTunes and just listen it through that.
Well, or again, you can subscribe at iTunes and do it that way. Or you can listen on pirate radio in one of 13 countries. Yeah.
We're everywhere, basically.
There's loads of ways, basically, Badoff, so take that back. And by the way, BT Podshow are all right.
Yeah.
Right. There you go, I've said it. Now, Bradley Sprog did just mention the Outmods. They're, of course, on japanfiles.com.
Okay.
As are the next band. Not. Tell me, fruits of hell. Hell up, hell up, into the mess. Not to mention to yourself. Let's go to hell and sing a bell. Yeah, borrow the grave. Yeah, feast on the ring. Just let me be and let me feast. Whoa, shooting survivor. Yeah, no, never. So that was Not and Now or Never from their album Liberty, and I've got no information about them. I did try to get... You can find out about them at japanfiles.com, which, as I say, I've started getting music from there, basically, because they very kindly said that we could. So, whereas you have to pay for tracks, I don't. And I have been playing them on a fortnightly basis, but I wanted to do an extra one this week. And then I picked them, and then I couldn't find out about them, and I sent Japan Files an email, because there's a really nice bloke, Dave, not a very Japanese name, I know, but who I liaise with. But Dave's out of the office till October 27th, so I can't find out about them. So we will try and get them on our MySpace Top Friends, because what we're trying to do is get all the bands we play on our Top Friends. But at the moment, we can't. So the only way you can find out more about them, as far as I know, is to go to japanfiles.com and check out the punk section, or you can do the artist list alphabetically as well. It's very easy to use. I like it a lot. Right, something else that I like, Tony, is GoDaddy. Have you managed to find anything out about it at all?
No, sorry, no.
You haven't? Well, let me fill you in.
Okay.
Essentially, they're a web services provider, so when you go on there, you will quickly and easily discover that you can get a great deal on domains, web hosting, SSL certificates, which are...
SSLs.
And increased site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need, shopping cart constructions, and... easy podcasting. So all you would-be Tonys out there might just be able to have a go at it yourselves after all. Everything's laid out really simply on the site, and if you type in the order code PUNKY1, that's...
PUNKY1.
...into the space provider, you can get an additional 10% off. It's particularly good if you're in the UK as well, because there's now a PUNKY2 code, that's...
PUNKY2.
...which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over 25 nicker. It's a no-brainer, and why is that, Tony?
Because the daddy stays a Aretha, baby.
So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs. This is Project Marv. Now, I remember, Tony, that you saying to me that Project Marv would have their stuff out in October.
Yeah.
It's now October.
Yeah.
So what's happened?
Nothing.
Brilliant.
Yeah. It's a slow process.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah. I've not.
Have you seen him?
No, I've heard a few things
about that eye.
Yeah.
Got lovely new teeth.
He's also from Oz.
Is he?
Oh, he's from Odd, actually.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, I understand what you're saying now. I suddenly thought, he's not Australian. But yeah, now I know what you're talking about. Yeah, so, well, look, let's just, seeing as I've been waffling on way too much in the first half of the show, let's just get on with the next track, shall we?
Yep.
You got anything else you want to say?
No, let's go for it.
Very good. Now, this is a second opportunity to win the History of Guns CD. Now, I know it's a little bit of a departure from what we normally play on the show, in that it is good old-fashioned goth, but I do like it. It's History of Guns Acedia. If you would like to win a copy of the CD, and this is the last week that we'll run it, I'll announce the winners next week. If you would like to win a copy of the CD, send an email to paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email History of Guns. And what I want to know is the answer to the following question. What is the first song we ever played by them on our show? Now, there's fairly easy ways to do this. You can listen to last week's show when I tell you, or... If you go to... Actually, the easiest way to do this is to go to Podcast Alley, isn't it? And go through the listings of all the show notes, yeah. Down the bottom of each show note is the list of songs, so you will be able to do it that way. If you would like to win it, I recommend you do, because this is good old-fashioned industrial goth, the way they used to play it when I was a boy. And what I want to know is, Tony, what is History of Guns MySpace page?
MySpace.com/History of Guns.
It is. Which means it's Paulie being Internet 2, Tony 1, but there is that random one that we didn't actually go on because I didn't know about it, about Nut. So I'll give you that. But in the meantime, Tony, but I'll be waiting. We'll be right back. History of guns, but I'll be waiting. Proper old-fashioned goth. You're not over keen on goth, are you, Tony?
Not massively.
Let's be honest here.
Yeah.
You're not over keen. I like it. If you would like a chance to win the CD, obviously, you know what to do. I've already told you. Now, I had a great night on Friday. I had no gigs this weekend, just gone. So I thought, I could do with a plan. And I had a plan for Saturday, which I'll tell you about in a short while. But my plan for Friday, I was at a bit of a loose end. And then I got a text from Tara from The Jewel saying The Jewel are playing The Spice of Life, Cambridge Circus, Friday night. Do you fancy coming? I went, yeah, I do. They said, we're on with a band called The Scuzzies. Now, have you heard of The Spice of Life before, Tony?
No.
Right, it was Sid Vicious's local.
Okay. Right,
so it's got a bit of a punk history. But it's now just a fairly swanky bar in London's West End, in the Soho. The Soho.
It's
in the Soho. It's in Soho, right. And anyway, I got down there nice and early, saw them out outside, went in, met a bloke called Harry the Bastard, who explained to me the merits of taking Viagra on a normal night out.
Mm-hmm.
He said, obviously, there is the side effect of having a very hard penis, but the rest of it is cool. I went, well, I haven't got a problem with that, really. And then the Scuzzies started. And they're a kind of glam rock sort of band. But they'd got a new guy up front. They got this black guy up front who just did not fit in with the rest of the band. The rest of the band looked, well, they looked glam, basically. And what appeared to be happening was that existing songs had suddenly got new middle eights written in that were kind of a bit sort of rappy or toasting or be going to tell you about the Scuzzies. No, you know what I mean. You know, all that sort of rubbish I can't do. And I spoke to the lead singer afterwards. I said, hey, that's a really interesting sound you've got there. He's going, yeah, it's really changed recently. And I said, why is that? He said, did you like it? I went, yeah, it was really different. He went, oh, good, yeah. I know him. I owe him money. I didn't ask why. But basically, they've put this bloke in the band just because he owes him money, right? Which, yeah, absolutely... completely rock and roll reason to get an extra guy in. I mean, this bloke, I mean, he's not a glorified Bez. He's up front, you know. He's not mucking about, but he's clearly not what the band had in mind when they set up. But they've gone, well, you know, needs must. They were on. Then The Jewel were on. The Jewel were fantastic, and they were doing some new stuff off their new album, which should be out in December, maybe, which is going to be a double album. With an acoustic CD on it.
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't work for the Foo Fighters?
Well, do you know, I said, oh, come on, because I spoke to Andy about it, the bass player.
Yeah.
And said, what's this acoustic nonsense? He went, no. It's not like that acoustic. It's like, it's mad kind of 50s alternative folk, nutty kind of rock and roll acoustic. So... I'll give them the benefit of the doubt on the bonus CD. But anyway, sounds very interesting, the album. So that was cool. And then when that finished, they said, oh, look, we're going to go down the 12 bar. Now, you know me and the 12 bar, Tony. I get in trouble down there.
Yeah.
So we walked around the corner down the 12 bar. And, oh, hi to Chris, by the way, who is in Done to Death. Because me and him got on famously. Right. But we got around the 12 bar and there's a sign outside about the bands that were playing. And I looked on it, and two of the bands were Wonk Unit and Hollywood Suicide.
Oh, nice.
Come on! Went in, and the first bloke I saw, well, the lovely lady with the green hair and the piercings let me in for nothing. I appreciate that. And then the first bloke I saw, she went, all right, Paulie B. I had to think about it. I went, oh, well, you're Wonk Unit's manager.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The slick guy.
The slick guy.
Yeah.
The spiv.
Yeah.
The spiv. So anyway, he said, oh, Alex is around the back, so I'd miss Wonk Unit. Went around and I saw Alex briefly, the Mighty Cougar, and we had a chat about Wonk Unit, and he's got some new stuff, and he's got a new band basically because the other two have gone. So, and he's all excited and reinvigorated and all, and you know what he's like, he doesn't drink, so he can't sit still.
Yeah.
Then I went into watch Hollywood Suicide, who some of you will know I saw in Spain.
Yeah.
They weren't playing, but they were in Spain, and it's like, and the stand-up bassist Callum listens to Punky every week, and one of the other guys out of the band does. And as soon as I walked in, they saw me, finished the song, and the next one they went, "This one's a Portly Beef from Punky Radio," and I just went, "Yeah!" And everyone wanted to know who the fuck I was again, right? Anyway, they were absolutely brilliant, and we were standing at the back afterwards. And we had a chat, and they had their ladies with them, which made me realise how old I was.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the ladies was going back to Welwyn Garden City, or as I call it, Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen Garden City. And it did briefly occur to me that I could have gone back on the train with her, but then I thought, old drunk man going on train with teenage girl, probably not a good idea.
No.
So I said to Tara, "What are you doing now?" She said, "You can come back to ours if you like." So I went back to theirs, and we didn't get back till about 4:30. And then we stopped off on the way back for a bottle of vodka, as you would. And there were a few of us there. And we'd been talking for a while, and then I noticed it was light. And then I heard somebody vacuuming.
Okay.
What's that vacuuming going on there? Who's hoovering? And she went, "Oh, that's the cleaner." I said, "Well, what fucking time does she get around?" I thought it was about 6 in the morning. Do you know what time it was?
What?
11.
Jesus.
I think I went to bed about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Right. And then it was my mate Limburn's girlfriend Georgie's birthday in Hitchin, and I was supposed to be back in the afternoon and then get back in time to watch the football and then go out and see some bands. And my phone rang. And it was my lift that was going to pick me up, to take me up there. And she said, "Where are you?" I went, "Oh my God, what time is it?" She went, 4:45. Fuck. So I had to get I got on the wrong bus from Muswell Hill to Highgate Tube. So I had to get off in Highgate and walk down at the Tube. I went from Muswell Hill to somewhere else Tube, that's one stop up from Highgate Tube, and then get a tube down to Highgate, where I was then picked up. I got back about 7:15, and Stephen Agger came round, and we went downtown to the Vic, and I'll tell you all about that after the next song. But the reason that I've mentioned Hollywood Suicide in this bit is because the latest issue of The Wrench is out, Tony. Now, nice. As you know, I write a regular column for The Wrench magazine, and I do recommend that you buy The Wrench. It's a hot rods and rockabilly and psychobilly. It's more than a fanzine. It is a magazine, but it's fanzine sized.
Yeah.
But it's a proper mag. And the lovely Zoe from the Lincolnshire Bombers Roller Girls Lunacy thing makes it. She's the editor of it. And but in this month's one, there's a 4-page article written by Paul B. Edwards on the Psychobilly meeting that occurred in June of this year. It's about 4,000 words. But the photos they've picked, look, Tony, I'll show you, just look at that. Look at the four photos that they've picked. There's two on the first page and two on the next one. Right. There's a photo of me in a hat.
Yeah.
And a photo of the Klingons. And then turn the page.
Tits.
The two photos they've picked are me and the two burlesque fetishy girls that I met, Ruby Luster and Emily Marilyn, and my Austrian babies.
Aww.
There's a photograph of my adoptive Austrian babies and me all looking very friendly. And there's everything you need to know about the Psychobilly meeting incorporated into that article. There's also some other brilliant stuff in there, including an interview with Rusty Springfield, who will be playing with the Fuzz Tones at Dirty Water Club. I can't remember when, though. Might have already am. Don't think so. And there's also the regular Punky Radio column, which features the Outmods and Hollywood Suicide and Jim Rowdy Show that we played the other week. And Hollywood Suicide I met in Spain, and it all ties in. You see what I've done?
Yep.
Makes sense now, doesn't it?
Nice.
And perfectly for all of that. And do make sure you check out The Wrench. They're in our top friends on MySpace. MySpace.com/Punky Radio. You'll find The Wrench in the top friends there. So it all fits in. It's all perfect. It's all lovely. I've managed to mention The Wrench, The Jewel, The Scuzzies, who I am going to be tracking down a CD from, Wonk Unit, Hollywood Suicide, and we're now ready for From the Vaults, which is our new regular feature when I play a track we've played before. And I thought, what better track to play than Hollywood Suicide, Murder at the Prom? which is one of my favourite ones. And I think this is a dance floor filler, if ever there was one. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Hollywood Suicide's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/HollywoodSuicide.
It is. Yeah. It's probably be the Internet 2, Tony 2, and this rogue point we haven't decided on yet. And this, oh, by the way, this is Dr. Slaggleberry. Get that in, you crazy metal lunatics. And this is Murder at the Prom. Murder at the Prom. Yeah, I love that song. I do. I like that song a very lot, Mr. Tony.
A very lot.
I like it a very lot, yes.
Good.
And I also like the Chup Chups, and they're coming on right now. And, yeah, this was the second bunch of beds they sent us that are a little bit more experimental than the others. So I now need to tell you about what happened on Saturday.
Okay.
Because we've got as far as me actually going out when Stephen Agger and my friend Sharon were there. Missed out on Georgie's birthday, phoned up Limbo, and they were ensconced in the John Barleycorn. And those of you from other countries, look up John Barleycorn on the internet and find out about him. A kind of legendary figure in English folklore, John Barleycorn. Anyway, the pub's not legendary, it's just a locals pub full of idiots. And Lindbergh, so that's technically the same thing. But I had somewhere to go, Tony.
Okay.
And the place I had to go to was the George in Itchin, where I was going to be watching Monkish, Killing Seymour and the Bleach Boys.
Nice.
And we went up there and saw John from the Bleach Boys immediately, and he was gushing about Punky.
Was he?
Absolutely brilliant, yeah. It was just so nice. And they've got their new singer, Matty.
Yeah.
Because Simon, the proper singer, is now running a pub in Reading, so he can't get there for rehearsals, etc., etc. So Matty, who was in the Kramers, has jumped in. And Matty came up and said, "I'm honoured you're here." I went, "Why?" He said, "Because you never saw me in my band Flaccid, and you never saw the Kramers. And I'm really glad you've actually shown up to see some." I went, "Mate, I did see you in Flaccid, but you didn't know me then." He went, "Oh, right, okay." But anyway, I didn't ever... No, I never saw the Kramers. Oh, yeah, he's right. Anyway, the first band on were Killing Seymour, and they are local to the Highwayman's Lodge, yeah. And they've now got a stand-up bass and are just, they rock. But they weren't remotely interested in talking to me whatsoever.
Oh, okay.
Now, that might have been the effect of vodka and soda and the fact I'd been up all night and gone straight back on it without eating. I don't know. Or it might have been that they just weren't bothered. But anyway, I did try and get more out of them than I got. So I will be in touch with them again at some point. Monkeys I didn't see because I was downstairs. Then I went back upstairs to watch Bleach Boys. And oh my God, they're fantastic with Matty up front. They're absolutely brilliant. And they did loads of songs that I haven't heard in ages. They even, Johnny even did, because they refused to do, one of the blokes in the band doesn't want to play my favourite Bleach Boys song, Sooty and Swede, because it's a cover.
Right.
And I've been begging him to do it for years, and he just won't do it. Anyway, John, at one point between songs, just said, this one's supporting me for Punky Radio, and just sang a bit of it anyway.
Nice.
I felt quite clever. So, and then they did, I tell you what, they saved the best till last. Their last five songs, Tony, were all ones that we either played on the show or I've told you about.
Right.
They play Stocking Clad Nazi Death Squad, Bitches Are Coming, She's Not My Wife, She's My Slapper, which was absolutely brilliant, Psycho Semtex Sex, what else did they do?
Fee-Fi-Fo-Fun.
Fee-Fi-Fo-Fum, I Smell Vagina Crouton, they did, which was particularly funny because me, Steve, and this bloke called Tony, who I haven't seen for years, who's a nutty old punk who's now gone bald, thus making him a nutty old skinhead, who decided to take his front teeth out for it. Oh. And walk around the bar sniffing and walking up to people going, I smell vagina crouton.
Nice.
They were fantastic. So yeah, and then after that we went for a kebab.
Nice.
And watched a fight nearly break out in the kebab shop, and then we came back to my house and we played poker until 4 o'clock in the morning, like sensible types. And then, as you know, on Sunday I slept and then had the ladybird attack. So yeah. It all fits in. This weekend I'm doing Oxford Jonglers on Friday and Saturday night. If you're in the Oxford area, you fancy seeing some really good stand-up comedy and me, make sure that you come down. And on Saturday afternoon, as you were here when I found out, I've got a gig on Saturday afternoon in St Pancras Station.
Nice.
Which is, basically, I'm going to be the compere at a cartoon-off. Lots of cartoonists that work for national papers, who do like political cartooning, are going to be doing these big mural cartoon board things, and I'm going to be comparing the whole thing and trying to keep people interested, which is going to be an adventure.
Yeah.
And that's from 2 till 5 in St Pancras. Now, the thing is, my problem here is St Pancras Station, obviously, Tony, is St Pancras International Station. That's where yeah. Eurostar goes from.
Hmm.
And every time I hear someone say Eurostar, I go, thanks very much, you're not so bad yourself. My problem with it is, as I may have discussed on this show before, is that it's everyone from France, yeah, goes into St Pancras Station. But where else does St Pancras Station serve, Tony?
Don't know.
Luton.
Okay.
So everyone coming from Luton, coming into London, goes into St Pancras Station. And everyone from France going to London goes into it. So Luton meets France at St Pancras Station. Or as I call it, when Parry met Scally. But if you are around on Saturday afternoon in the London area, nip down at St Pancras Station and you can see me in there making a fool of myself with people that are very good at drawing. I am going to give you just a quick little note, a little reminder that Sunday week is the second Dolly remixture. And it features Devilish Presley, who we played their stinger on the show last week. They did an advert for me, didn't they?
Yeah.
And this week we're going to play an exclusive track off their new album, Flesh Ride. This won't have been played on anything else at all in the world ever. We are the first people to play it.
Cool.
And I am very excited about that fact. And thank you very much, Jackie and Johnny, for giving us the chance to play one of your tracks first. So I know that we've played a Japanese band 2 weeks in a row, and we're playing Devilish Presley 2 weeks in a row, but I'm sure you'll agree, it's worth it. Now, the thing is, Tony.
Yeah.
What I need to know is, what is Devilish Presley's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Devilish Presley.
It is. It's Tony 3, Paulie B Internet 2, that random one you wouldn't have got, so I'm having that. So, let's call it three all.
Okay.
The show that you can see Devilish Presley do their first gig showcasing their new album will be at Remix Nightclub in Hitchin, October 26th, Sunday. The gig is called Dolly Remixture. Tickets are on sale now in Helen Rochford's shop in Hitchin, and from Tuesday, which will be when the show goes up, I've just realised, in nearly orange stroke Farley's Green Salon. I'll have news on Felix and Charlie next week because they've been on holiday in Portugal. But right now, here comes the last track on the show this week. I'm really looking for... I've never heard this. I've held off from actually listening to it. So I'm going to hear it for the first time as well. This is exciting for all concerned. This is Devilish Presley from the new album Flesh Ride. This is Hitchhiker from Hell.
For a ride. She told me about the things she knew, how her prophecies always came true. Bad things come unless I change my ways. She told me about the end of my days. When I knew I'd made a mistake, she had the horns of the devil, the eyes of a snake. Well, I realized she was only a ghost. Devil girl was gone, but she left me a note. Her address was written plain to see. She said, come and join me, baby, in Resurrection Cemetery. Driving down there, driving down there, oh, oh, on Route 666. I met a hitchhiker from hell. Where she was now I can't tell. I met a hitchhiker from hell. Where she was now I can't tell. To the graveyard I hurried there. She'd been my lover, she'd been my world. I buried her there one year to the day.
And I put my guitar down in her grave.
I murdered my music and I murdered my news. My evil temper in my short fuse. I saw my jacket on her headstone and I put it on, bang, bang. And I left her alone. She was a hitchhiker from hell. Hitchhiker from hell. She was hitchhiker from hell. I'm driving down there.
Oh, hey. In a cabin down by a canyon.
So that was Hitchhiker from Hell from Devilish Presley. Did you like that, Paul?
I did like that very much. It was worth the wait, Tone. And look at that. Look at me giving you a part of the show when I suddenly realise I've hardly let you speak for an hour.
Yeah.
And you've got something that you want to say, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm doing a gig this weekend. Might as well mention it. It's a private gig, but it's for sufferers of OCD.
All right.
Obsessive compulsive disorder.
They should be there nice and early.
Yeah.
Scratching.
Just turn the lights off and on. I'm playing with my cousin Carly.
Alright.
She was going to do the other band, but then they split up, so I've got to learn a song this week and play acoustic for her.
Oh, God, not more acoustic.
Yeah, it's acoustic nonsense. But I'm doing that, so that should be interesting.
And where's that?
That I don't even know. It's somewhere in Mansfield.
I
know nothing.
I don't know the song.
I assume it's in, like, the place where they all meet, some kind of hospital, kind of community centre type deal.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I've no idea.
Oh, right. Oh, okay. Right, I didn't realise
it could be quite special.
Is this open to the public?
I don't think so. I think it's quite a private thing with lots of people with OCD scaring me.
If you have an OCD and you're in the Mansfield area, why not email Tony at funkyradio.com, giving him exact information repeatedly about the gig this week? Oh, well, I hope it goes well, Tom.
Yeah, I'm hoping so.
I'll think about you while I'm going, that's a nice cartoon. Yeah. You, over there, come and look at this cartoon. Obviously, you can, if you're not in the Mansfield area and suffer from OCD and you're not like that, then you can come to Oxford Jungles this week and see me, or, as I say, I'll be at St Pancras Station. God, I've reached the top, haven't I?
Let's tell you.
Where have you got a gig this weekend, St Pancras? What are you doing, busking?
Yeah.
Do vote for us at podcast, and if you get the chance, do leave a review for us at iTunes. We've left off just badgering you to do that this week, but and it's still the best place to subscribe to the show is iTunes, but also podcast is good, and despite what that fool said, BT Pod Show is worth checking out as well, because you can build your own radio station there, can't you?
You do anything you like there, yeah.
Works fine. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Up Oog. This show has been brought to you from the Highwayman's Lodge and featured Paul B. Edwards and Tony Hearn.
Scary.